Dear God, please help me and Team USA do the best that we can do this weekend. Watch over us, help us, calm us. Wish me luck. Journal entry, written just before my first ever national team appearance. I was 14 years old. I'd traveled to Canada and Europe with the junior national team, but this was my first time swimming overseas for the national team. As big deals go, this was all the way up there. I was incredibly excited, but also nervous. Not incredibly nervous, I don't think, but a little worried how things would go. I had no idea what to expect. Think about where you were in your life at 14. Think about what you were doing. And then put yourself in a situation where you're doing your thing alongside the very best in the world. Where you're caught in a great swirl of attention and excitement bigger than you could have ever imagined. Where you're way, way, way from your comfort zone. It wasn't like me to feel intimidated. But how can you not be intimidated by something like that? How can you keep your stomach from doing backflips? I mean, I was just a kid. A confident, world-class swimmer, but still just a kid. The jumble of nerves that found me on this rookie trip had nothing to do with swimming. It felt to me like I had that part down. I loved swimming. That was the easy part. This wasn't me being arrogant or cocky. This was just me being me, being honest with myself. I knew my times in the 100-meter freestyle were good enough to put me in the same pool as all those great swimmers. It was what was going on away from the pool that had me on edge. We were in Manchester, England, for the duel in the pool, a fun event that has as much to do with building team morale and encouraging a kind of camaraderie with swimmers from other countries as it does with competition. It's set up like the high school duel meets I loved to swim back home, but with an international us versus them twist to the competition, the us being the United States team and the them being a combined group from the British, German, and Italian national teams. By the way, there were a lot of national team swimmers who were not participating in this event, so it really was an honor for me to be there with this group. We'd never lost one of these meets, I learned once I got over to England, but it's not like it was a crazy intense event. Still, there was a ton of pressure on me to do well, on top of the pressure I put on myself. Mostly, it was a team-building, team-bonding event, and a chance for us to see where we stood on the world stage without a whole lot on the line. A chance for me to see where I stood. And an incredible opportunity to race alongside swimmers I'd been admiring since I was a little girl. You have to realize, until I started swimming for the national team, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what the rest of the world was doing. USA swimming was the bee's knees, as far as I was concerned. So my focus was on the swimmers who would now be my teammates. Dana Vollmer, Natalie Coughlin, Rebecca Soni. These women were like rock stars to me. The pool was short course, meters. Over the years, I've come to love the long course events, which really play to my strengths as a swimmer, but I was still getting used to these international distances. When I look back, I can see that this short course event was the perfect way for me to get my feet wet with the national team members. But when I was in the middle of it, I couldn't help but feel like I was in over my head. Like it was all a little too much, a little too soon. I was ready, but I wasn't quite there yet, if that makes any sense. Again, it wasn't the swimming part that had me worried. It was the everything else part. It was not knowing if or how I'd fit in. It was moving about with all these giants of the sport, trying to convince myself that I belonged with this group. This last piece had me worried most of all. I'd met Michael Phelps the year before, and I also knew Dagny Knutsen, who'd been an amazing high school swimmer, mostly freestyle. But other than that, I didn't know anybody on the team. By reputation? Yeah, I knew them all. But to say hello? No way. Remember, these were the athletes I'd been watching race on television since I was 5 years old. To most of them, I was probably just some gangly girl who'd taken a spot on the team that was meant for one of their former teammates. Because, let's face it, that's just who I was. Up until I was 13, when I made the junior national team, my parents often accompanied me to meets. They still do. However, when I swam for the national team, I had to actually travel with the team. This would take some getting used to. And here I was, getting used to it. We had our own flight, our own hotel, our own schedule. My mother and father were there to cheer me on, but for the most part, I was on my own. I even had my own roommate. For this trip, it was Rebecca Soni, who'd won a gold and two silvers at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Rebecca's gold medal swim in the 200-meter breaststroke set a world record, so I was over the moon. She was one of my idols. I had her picture up in my room at home, and here I was, half a world away, sharing a room with her. OMG, right? It would be a cliche to say it was surreal, but I can't think of a better way to describe it, so let's just go with surreal. At times it felt like I could separate myself from the scene and watch it unfold in a slow-motion way, almost like it was happening to someone else. Other times I wanted to get on the phone with one of my girlfriends back home and say, "You'll never believe who I'm rooming with on this trip." But there's no way I could have made the phone call. I had to play it cool here, folks. So there I was, smushed into what had to be the smallest hotel room in all of England, not much bigger than a broom closet, with Rebecca Soni, who couldn't have been sweeter or more welcoming. Really, she was incredible. It was such a great kindness, the way she took me in and made a place for me on this trip. It was December, just a week or so before Christmas, my absolutely favorite time of the year. Everywhere we looked, there were reminders of the season, so I was back and forth between being excited, in a little kid way, and being anxious, also in a little kid way. Like I said, I was straddling that line between being ready and being not ready, between feeling like I belonged and wondering what in the world I was doing there.